is a beautiful lady saying,
yeah,
I just lick his thighs to remove it without interrupting the flow.
Oh!
Your hairy thighs.
Whoa!
Welcome back to the Brocast Show, episode number 7.
What up?
And we're almost there, near launch date.
Yes.
And we've got a few subjects for everyone today. So, who's starting today? We're going to start with your one, my one, your one. Rock, paper, scissors.
One, two, three.
I'll go last, I guess. So,
yes. No, you lost, you go first.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
I make the rules.
Well.
You just decided, like, that's what we're going to do.
This is whatever. Cool. Well, like, you guys know I'm into sports, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys aren't very sporty, but I still want to get your opinion on just some of the mainstream guys that people are talking about.
Right.
Yeah, so I've got a little segment. For now, we're going to call GOAT versus GOAT.
Let's clarify. He means he's into watching sports.
No, no. Watching, playing, participating, the whole shebang, talking about.
All right.
You're making me look like I'm like some whale sitting here.
But you're in the mainstream.
Yeah.
Specifically, the only one that I'll go out of my way is boxing and UFC.
Yeah, me too.
That's it.
Me too.
The rest, I couldn't be bothered. I mean, if I was in New York and I had the money, I'd go to an NBA game. Just for the experience.
Oh,
but
yeah, man.
Okay, but you're not really into the team sports ones. You want the individual ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah? That's a big thing of
so
what
you
it
think
is.
Tennis would be one of your ones that you'd like. It is. So much.
Lots of respect to tennis. Mm-hmm. Their ankles, bro. Like, oh, Achilles is jealous
of that
shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro, they're playing some of the
for
games.
Hours.
Yeah, 5-6 hours.
I know.
Like, ridiculous.
Anyway, so what you
so,
do? And Andoni's a little bit more caught up with certain mainstream ones, would I say?
Yeah, certain mainstream ones. Like, I generally know what's going on with boxing at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know. But I know the basics of, let's say, football and NBA.
Which is good enough for what we're about to do.
Great.
Go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's test it.
So, basically, I want to ask you guys, I want to get your opinion on who is the best in your mind, yeah? Or who's contributed the most to the sport whatever, yeah?
Why? Okay.
Just to see, all right? So we'll start off with football, which is, you know, the most popular sport in the world.
Is that by numbers?
That is by numbers.
Is that by numbers? Football,
yeah,
number
man.
One.
Bro,
number
when the World one. Cup yeah. is on, literally more than half the planet tunes in to watch it.
We're clarifying what football we're talking about?
We're talking about the only football there is, okay? What the Americans may call soccer, but it's actually football, okay?
Imagine naming something where 90% of the time you use your hands and you call it football.
No. Because you kick it once.
No, I get it. No. The Americans call their version football because the ball is a foot long, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that why?
I think so.
Oh.
I heard something like that. By feet and subs, bro. Like,
enough.
Like,
now they want to use anything but the metric system.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
The metric system is too small for them.
No,
it's too simple.
No, it's too like
it's too European. It's too free. They want their own version. We are not with the rest.
It's basically a new world. They've created a new world with new words.
The imperial standing.
They need to be specific, like pavement.
Pavement.
If it's a pavement, they have to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
It's sidewalk, just in case you get confused. They're very specific with their instructions.
Oh, you mean like what Chris is wearing? What would we call them?
Glasses?
Yeah.
Or eyeglasses.
Eyeglasses.
To specify, just in case you put them on your foot or something.
Dickhead.
Man. That's so
eyeglasses.
Bad. Eyeglasses.
They want to specify,
because the other
man.
Ones are ear glasses. Anyway.
Paper trash bag. Anyway. We're getting off track here.
Football.
Yeah.
Football. There's only one football. Anyway, so talking about football, obviously you must have both heard of Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi.
Yep.
All right. I have my mind made up about who I think is better. I don't want to say better because they're both different in my opinion, but I want to get your views on the matter.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you think?
Let's start with the less knowledgeable one about this subject. Chris, tell us your general opinion.
Out of Ronaldo
and Messi.
Yeah. Okay. The knowledge I have on them is you guys and maybe a couple of YouTube clips or shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is what I've gathered so far. Both greats.
Amazing.
One is skill, one is talent. When I say skill is
hard work,
workmanship. Yes, hard work, that's Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
And talent is Messi.
Not to take away from either of them.
No, not to take anything from either of them. they both got there in a different way. Mm. But Messi is the only one that I've heard being described as a genius in what he does. And that's why I have him as top.
Mm. Okay, that's a good answer.
And I think, and I also think he's a bit more humble than Cristiano Ronaldo, which for me, that works.
Yeah.
That just...
I'm not going to go so much on the humble. He's more quiet than Ronaldo, for sure. But yeah. Ronaldo's got an image to maintain. He's the most liked person. I think he's got the most likes on social media, the most followers on social media.
He had an attractiveness level to him as well that went with it, right? Which Messi never had.
For sure.
Fair enough. You do your thing, bro.
Yeah.
And that brings on to my opinion. So obviously, looks have a lot to do with the world we live in, okay? Messi doesn't really... You know, he tries with his tattoos and this and that. No offense.
That's not what he's about.
Yeah, he's not about that. So obviously looks, because when you're watching the World Cup and you see Cristiano Ronaldo and also women are cheering for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Messi's slacking on that, you know, a little bit.
Okay, so who brings more to the sport, do you think?
As an athlete, I believe that Cristiano Ronaldo is a specimen, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he can jump more than an average human. Like, he can jump like basketball players. Yeah. He's proper.
About
he's
two
a real
and a half
athlete.
Meters high.
How much?
He 2.5 meters.
That's amazing. Bro, standing still, they've put him on
that's
wires.
That's where he reaches when he jumps.
But yeah, when it comes to brain and body...
Synchronization.
Messi has a different... Like, his hands... Like the way you're connected to your hands, brain-wise, he's connected to his feet, man. He's just stuck on the ball. He falls on the floor and the ball just sticks onto him. It's amazing. You've never seen anything like it, man. Anything like it. Who do I think is better skill-wise? I think Messi is probably a little bit better. And I think Ronaldo is probably a better athlete, even though they're both amazing.
So Messi's a better footballer. Ronaldo's a better athlete.
He's a better team player. He's a better, I don't know. With the pretty boy factor, you know, the ego goes a little bit away too, you know.
Yeah.
But with Messi, that's what I mean. He hasn't got that.
He hasn't got that, no. But I mean, Ronaldo offers a lot more. You lot are just like, you know, dissing on him, man.
No.
Once we tried to diss him, not me.
Look, I've seen Ronaldo and I know. He's amazing, bro.
The man's 38, all right? Let me just give you some of his achievements.
Yeah.
All right, in my eyes. They've won almost the same stuff. All right, Messi's won more probably in his career. He's won more Ballon d'Ors, which Ballon d'Or is the best player in the world is given every year.
Okay.
He's got 8.
Nice.
No one has eight.
So for 2 presidential terms, he was the king.
Basically.
Yeah. Like,
that's basically.
That's a long time.
When you consider that footballers' careers usually span for about 15 to 20 years is the like high end.
So
Ronaldo is 38 now.
So officially on paper, Messi has more achievements than Ronaldo.
Almost. Ronaldo has more goals than Messi. Not by much, about 60 or 50 or something
position?
Like that. Well, they're both wingers.
Okay.
All right, one's on the left, one's on the right. You know, it doesn't matter. But they're attacking players. Mm-hmm. All right, goals is their job. Messi has a lot more assists in his career. So like you mentioned before, he's probably more of a team player than Ronaldo. But Ronaldo has done it in more places. So anywhere he went, in whatever country, he's won. All right, so he started off in Portugal, went to England, with United. Yeah? So he's done it in all the top leagues in the world except Germany. So he's gone and France, but I don't count that as a top league.
No, not anymore.
They got 3 teams that are decent.
You know
the rest
I favor Messi a little bit more too.
Why?
Thinking about it. He played with Ronaldinho, you know?
And
I've just like the relationship they had, man, was just like, wow. What a football. Like what a great time to watch football when them two were in the game.
Well, we've just experienced in the last 20 years Messi and Ronaldo, which arguably are the best ever.
Ever.
So who's for you?
For me, I'm going to agree with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going Messi talent-wise, Ronaldo workhorse.
Are you approaching this purely from who did better for the sport?
Kinda.
Or who's a better human being?
No, I'm not judging that. I don't care what they do in their own private lives or whatever.
Or as an athlete or as a robot, as a machine.
For me, Ronaldo is the ultimate professional.
Mm. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Anywhere he goes, he improves.
Yeah, no, he's amazing,
around.
Man. He's
good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right. Yeah. Messi can do it solo, though.
In fact, I follow
Messi can do it solo. I like it. So, yeah.
That's the thing. That's the difference. You know, like a one-on-one on basketball, it's a lot easier to clarify who's better.
Yeah.
Well, but that's actually a nice little segue into my next question.
I know.
Michael Jordan versus LeBron. Okay. LeBron James.
Okay. Space Jam versus?
Space Jam.
Was this called Space Jam
Space
again?
Space Jam 2, yeah, the second one.
Oh, no. Come on, guys. Yeah, get a bit more creative.
Get creative, people.
Oh, no.
Space Jam.
Space Jam 2. I'm not sure if it's Space Jam 2 or Space Jam something, but it's definitely Space Jam.
Okay. All right. So anyway.
So yeah.
LeBron and
this is
Jordan.
A bit more different to compare because you got to keep in mind the eras that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They didn't really cross over like Messi and Ronaldo did.
Okay.
Okay? Go. Who do you think?
My knowledge here is a lot less.
Mm-hmm. You've heard of both the names.
Both men. Wow. Yeah. Respect, talent, achievements. I know they're there for a reason, right? I can't name what they did though.
Okay.
I'll name
a bit for you, all right?
If I had to name anything though, I would name a bit more of Jordan because he's just been, I think he set the standard for what a person like him can achieve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
either currently or in the future. He opened the gates for a lot of things. The Nike sponsorship, the records, the 3 points, the all the air time in the air when he jumps.
He made the game.
You know, he
is disrespectful to everyone that came before him because there's some legends in that game.
Of modern basketball.
But, wasn't but when he say- like the most molded one though? The one where you can say
don't
he's...
Don't answer, because I need to say first.
Yeah.
Don't tell us.
So that's what...
Oh, this is all opinion. There's no right or wrong answers
here. Yeah, but
here.
I mean...
LeBron, what is...
He's still playing, by the way.
He's still playing, yeah, but that's it. Mm-hmm. He's going to
longevity.
Work.
Longevity.
He's going to work. He does his thing, and everything just comes to him. And it doesn't just come. He gets it because of the hard work he puts in. Michael, he was chasing shit. He's like, I want to be the best. I want to be number one. I'm going to be... Mm-hmm. He was that guy.
Exactly.
LeBron
that.
Isn't.
Yeah.
That's why I think Jordan's better.
As an athlete, they're both amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, as athletes, they're both amazing. Obviously, because of modern times now, LeBron has had the chance to, you know, rejuvenate his body. You should see what he does to be in this condition. It's not a joke.
Bro, it's not easy being that age and getting up there and dominating still.
He's bigger, he's 6'8", Mike is 6'6", he's heavier.
Look, they're different positions.
He's stronger, different positions.
So it's not exactly a fair comparison.
The fair comparison is obvious.
I could have said Kobe.
Yeah, look.
All right,
but
I want to go LeBron because they're...
A little bit different. Yeah. When it comes to sheer determination and you have never, ever met anyone in the world yet to be as determined as Jordan. Mm. He set the bar. There's levels. And the only one who could touch that bar was
it's
Kobe.
Kobe, yeah.
Was Kobe.
Mm-hmm. But because he went in with the same animal mentality of, I'm gonna.
It's amazing. Like they're built the same. They play the same position. They've got the same mindset. Yeah. It's like it was his brother. Like, that's why it's so hard to compare
these two.
Yeah.
You need to see some interviews about them talking about each other. Right,
I've seen. Yeah.
Like they really, they just respect each other. Just
Kobe
for the
was
game.
A good guy.
Kobe was an amazing.
Kobe was a really, really good guy.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. This is, you say Kobe was a good guy, right? Kobe was ruthless, bro. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Like Jordan. They
the
were
worst
bullies.
Person in sports, even as a character, I think Jordan is probably... Michael Jordan...
Jordan was an arsehole.
He, bro.
Yeah, I know.
He's not a great guy.
No.
Kobe was a good guy, but he had the badness.
No. This is the difference between them. Jordan was a lot more vocal. Mm. Kobe was in his head.
Mm-hmm. So listen to what Kobe
He would
Kobe
isolate
done.
You.
Still, that doesn't make him not be, to be a good guy.
No,
though.
Not at all. This is what
he
they
was
needed.
Focused. He's like, fuck you. I'm going to do my thing. You either keep up or fuck you.
Jordan would sacrifice the whole game for personal vendetta. If someone said something about him, he would make sure that person gets payback. Which takes me to Kobe, right? Mm-hmm. Kobe was the type of guy, I saw this the other day. They were playing Spain, I think it was, against one of his team and one of his teammates of the American team.
Marc Gasol.
Who?
Marc Gasol.
Okay, was playing against him. The first thing Kobe done, bro, was go outside and he shoved him.
They were like brothers in the team,
in the
Lakers.
He threw him on the floor. Like he pushed him. He's like, that's the first move I'm going to do.
No, he didn't just push him, Chris. He went through him.
Just to let everyone know, he's not my team player anymore. He's the enemy. There's no favors here.
That's work, bro. That's work. He went to work. I don't judge him for that in any way. Yep. He's a true pro.
So who's but better than to finish that? Yeah. LeBron and
Jordan.
Jordan's the GOAT, bro.
Yeah?
Michael Jordan's the GOAT.
Cool. My view on it is LeBron, he bounced around a few teams as well. Mm. Okay. His best spell was in Miami when he was with Shaq and D-Wade.
Yes.
Okay, and they were just fucking destroying everyone.
Muscle and brain.
Destroying everyone.
You know?
Anyway, but what I think about LeBron is that wherever he goes, he improves the team around him.
Yeah.
He's more of a team player.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's a good leader, and he's more lighthearted, and he was kind of the opposite of what Jordan was.
Jordan
was,
give me
I'm
the
not
ball.
Coming to your level, you are coming to mine, or you get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And he was also giving me
the
ball.
He was ruthless, whatever. He won 6 championships, had done the triple twice. Yeah, so they won 3 in a row. Then he retired.
Came back once.
Went to baseball because, you know, whatever. He had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good move, Jordan.
Hey, good marketing move.
For who? For him?
For him. Of course.
He was at the top of the world. Didn't need none of that.
Yeah, but how many headlines did it break?
Yeah, but there was a reason Michael he left Jordan from basketball.
He left because his dad died.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not a small reason, bro.
No, I get it. I get it. But why come back then?
Because he knew there was another 3 in a row to win, bro. Like that
was when he made
back.
That shit happen.
Exactly.
Enough with basketball.
Next
one. A subject that you both know better than me.
Okay.
Which is boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, who do you think would contribute more or whatever between Ali, Muhammad Ali, versus Mike Tyson?
What do you mean,
Mike Tyson?
Who do you think is better? Who offered more? Who, whatever. Same as what we've just been doing.
Hmm.
Who's the GOAT in your eyes?
Bro, there is no one better than Muhammad Ali. When it comes to the greatest, Muhammad Ali and Jordan are in the same. They're the greatest.
Same
with Messi. Messi, Muhammad Ali, Jordan. They're the greatest. It doesn't mean they're the best boxer. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they're the most skillful. It doesn't mean they're the most powerful. When it comes to sheer power and craziness, Mike Tyson will always be number one. There's no one that's reached his level yet.
Yeah.
No one, bro.
Or just like he's pure strength and power, yeah?
Just pure everything,
just
bro.
Animal.
Like he's, when it comes to a fight, Muhammad Ali is not the type of guy that's going to beat you up in the parking lot. Mike Tyson will beat you in the parking lot, in the ring, on the plane. Yeah. Shout out to Mike.
Not anymore, though.
He's literally a living legend.
A few years ago on the plane.
Yeah, but now he's got the devil's lettuce helping him out. So he's a bit more chilled. Yeah.
No, that was
Piss him off and see what happens.
That was during all that.
Bro, Joe Rogan extended his table after Mike Tyson, bro, because he was too close to him and he changed the table for the pot. That's the energy that's coming off this animal.
Shut himself.
Because he knows it could be any second that this guy might flip. You just don't trust the beast. Mm. It's like with a big dog, right? Don't matter how much you raise it.
You got to be careful.
He can hurt you if he wants. Mm-hmm. And that's the same with Mike Tyson.
Just got to keep him fed and sweet, yeah?
But the greatest of all time is Muhammad Ali. What he's done for boxing, what he's done for the world, what he's done. I'm going to show you how great I am. That is my favorite. Like when I hear that, it's like it goes through me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best. Plus...
he's done a lot for social justice
everything,
and everything as well.
Everything.
He's offered more to
the world generally, bro. There's nowhere you can go in the world and they don't know Muhammad Ali or Jordan.
Mm. Yeah, and Messi.
Bro, Denzel Washington was chilling with Jordan, right? And Denzel goes, yeah, he's famous. Like, no one knew me. Imagine, no one knew Denzel.
Jordan can go to the Philippines and still crowds
gather. Bro,
you know, like,
Jordan's got a NASCAR team.
Oh, he loves
the whole NASCAR team.
Bro, he's got a NASCAR team.
Nice.
Yeah. And he owns another basketball team.
I think it was the
Hornets.
Hornets.
Thank you.
The Hornets. What he's got. What do you think then?
Look, if we're going to go GOAT, GOAT status.
Because after we have to analyze it.
Has a bigger GOAT status than who, because they both have it, right? It's going to be Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
But if you ask me in 100 fights in a row, who's going to win more out of the two, I'll lean like a little bit more to Mike Tyson.
What do you mean?
As the better boxer.
Yeah.
What?
If they fight 100 times... Mike Tyson's going to win 51% and Ali's going to win 49%.
I'll tell you why I think you're wrong. Muhammad Ali's so much more calculated, bro. He's so much more calculated. Mike Tyson is explosive, okay?
He needs to hit him once.
Yeah,
properly.
I know, but Muhammad Ali will...
Both prime.
Uh-huh. When it comes to IQ of boxing, mm-hmm. not to take anything away from Michael, from Mike Tyson. Yeah. He's amazing, bro. But Muhammad Ali was the he for his size and his he as an athlete, bro. Mike Tyson was a little bit smaller.
Yeah,
he would gas out a lot faster. That's what I'm trying to say.
I just
so for 100 fights
in prime,
he'll get through them faster. If that's what you mean,
in prime, he has a 1% chance more to win. In my head,
okay,
because he's smart enough to know who he's fighting.
Yeah.
You know, he's smart enough to know I'm in trouble here. I need to land this from the get-go, from round zero. He'll know that he needs to do that.
That's it, yeah. I'm not going to give you my opinion on this because you lot know better than me.
Yeah.
But it's a shame we didn't get to see them at the same time.
Well, actually, there was a... I should know the name, and I'm sorry if anyone's listening to this, please. Don't hate on me. But Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali was going to fight a particular... boxer, and he lost. Muhammad Ali lost to this boxer, and Mike Tyson called him. I think he was 16 or 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he says to him, "When I grow up, I'm gonna get him for you."
Yeah.
And just before the fight, you know, he grows up, he becomes heavyweight champion of the world. He's in his 20s now. He's against the guy who beat Muhammad Ali. So Muhammad Ali walks up to Mike Tyson in the ring, whispers in his ear, "Get him." And Mike Tyson demolished him.
That's all he needed.
Yeah,
loved him. He was his idol, wasn't he, Ali?
Oh, mate. Yeah. If it wasn't for Ali, Tyson wouldn't be.
Before we move on, seeing as we're on boxing, Tyson Fury Usyk, Alexander Usyk, has been cancelled and rescheduled due to Tyson getting a cut above his right eyebrow.
You know,
the same area where he got it with Wallen.
Do you know how many professionals, when I say professionals, I mean athletes and people that own podcasts and this and that, have called this? Even yourself.
Yeah. There was going to be a reason.
Everyone knew that something's going to happen and Tyson Fury, la, 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 la. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mentioned it the other day to you that I would have been more surprised if the fight did go ahead.
Yeah. Everyone. It's crazy how we all
even
knew
now,
that.
Even now with this new schedule, that they've rescheduled it.
Something dark I want to use, if that's the right word. About the boxing world.
It's too much money.
There's so much money in it, bro.
Too much money.
Yeah, but...
So that's why it's Riyadh. That's why they're going to Saudi. Everything's in Saudi.
It's just... You know? Yeah, but you don't want to piss off them princes.
Exactly. And that's why they're like, no, you cancelled it. Next day, today, reschedule it. Give me another date.
Yeah. You don't mess around with
these
boys.
You're not leaving. We promised this for Riyadh season. Give me another date. And today they announced May 18th.
Yeah.
All right. So
May
18th. So on that segue, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit up all the channels. We're going to do a live on all the big fights or something, some type of content. And we're going to start with a few questions now and a few posts.
So we've got obviously for anyone who doesn't know, I'm currently a barber. That's my full-time job. I've been cutting hair for about 6 to 7 years. No, a little bit more than that, actually. Obviously, a little bit of a break because of COVID.
Hey, you were still cutting our hair.
I was still cutting hair and there.
Still practicing.
We'll say it started when you shaved me for the army.
Yeah.
When I was 17, 18.
It started a little bit before that when I used to like do touch-ups on my brother's hairline, you know. Mm. Anyway, but yeah, I've been qualified for about 8 years now.
What do you think I can do with mine?
Grow it. Oh yeah, you can't. That's the only thing you can't do. Nothing.
Oh, show some love for Kiri.
Barbershop stories.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll be surprised how many weird situations I find myself in, and uncomfortable situations I find myself in with a random person, literally telling me everything about their life. They trust us more than their lawyers, more than their best mates. It's amazing, bro. It's like it's understood. That I'm not going to say anything.
You're like a psychiatrist.
It's
basically.
Crazy, bro.
The shield drops.
For $20, though, it's not enough. Right, so listen. A lot of times, you just get messed up stories like this one.
Go on, then.
I don't guarantee, but I'm almost sure you've never heard about this. So the other day I had a client in. He wasn't actually in my chair, but he's a friend of mine. The other barber was cutting his hair. Shout out to Harry if he's going to see this. So Harry is a particular guy. He's got like that farmer strength. He's from the village, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he's married and this and that. He's a handyman. Okay. Anything you want done, he's the guy. If he shows up, he knows what I mean. He's a great guy. And I'm sure he would appreciate this, me sharing this story. I overheard him talking to the other barber and the story he said, bro. We've all got a friend or someone we know that always ends up in hospital.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Every time. Like from kids, they break their arms, their teeth, their stitches here, stitches there. Everything's all over the place. So listen to one of his latest stories he told me after, you know, he's literally got speed dial to one of his cousins that's a nurse.
To the emergency.
Yeah, to the emergency.
I've done it again.
She answers it like, tell me, Harry, what happened? Like that's the level we're talking about. So listen to this shit. He's working on a job up in the mountains and there's a field next to him. So as he's doing, I think he's cutting something with a flex. And he felt something on his eye and he just whacked it away. Okay? In the next couple of minutes, he starts getting itchy.
This is stressing me out now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you.
Oh, no. Disgusting.
So he feels something in his eye. He's rubbing his eye all day. Nothing's happening. Then the other eye starts itching and this and that. He goes home. His missus says, oh, you've got something in your eye. They pull it out and it's like a piece of dust or like from the fly or whatever, like a leg or something.
Okay.
But this thing got really bad, boys, to the point where he couldn't sleep and he's just shouting all night. So he goes to the emergency.
Got infected.
No, his girlfriend looks at his eye a little bit closer and she finds worms.
Oh.
Many, many worms.
No.
In his eye.
No.
Bro, he goes to the emergency room. The doctor says to him, I have never seen so many. Apparently,
so many.
Yeah, apparently, people... This is a thing. It's a particular fly that lands in goats' eyes to do this. But it landed in Harry's eye and done the same thing. It gave birth to hundreds of worms in his eye, bro. Can you imagine?
I'd feel so violated.
And then he was paranoid. It took a while for him to...
Yes.
You know, like...
You would be.
Bro, can you imagine, man? Like worms in your eye. Like,
that happened while he was working, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He was just another day at work for Harry.
Is Harry wearing a mask now?
Any eye
protection or anything?
Nah, man,
no?
He doesn't care. Yeah. He goes to the same spot. He's one of those dudes. He had a piece of metal in his eye once.
Jesus Christ.
This is the kind of guy we're talking about.
Not eyes,
bro,
man.
Bro, he's strong as an ox, though. He's one of those guys.
Of course
guys.
He is.
Yeah. But you need your eyes, bro.
You need your eyes.
You know?
Yeah.
That doesn't have to do with strength.
No, you need, as squishy as anyone else. You need to be careful. That's what you need to be. You can't blame him. It's not his fault that fly just flew into...
Bro, he just whacked it like that.
Jesus,
maybe squashed it. And,
what are the chances?
Oh, mate.
Wow.
Apparently a lot more than what we think. It's just that you've never heard about
Christ.
It.
Yeah.
It's an actual thing.
We're in town.
It's a particular fly that wants to land in
your
eye.
Yeah, that's how they do it. That's how they reproduce.
I'm paranoid now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Oh, mate. Did you know that we, interesting fact, that in our lifetime, we swallow at least 20 to 40 spiders?
I'm not sure that's a real...
It's a real fact.
How? Just how?
What do you mean how?
So what, I'm sleeping and I'm like this, yeah?
Yeah.
And it just walks in.
Yeah, of course. Of course, it goes down your throat. You can't feel nothing. Bro, it's that big. You can't feel nothing. You're like a giant.
Then it's no problem.
Yeah, of course it's no problem.
Protein.
But it still happens.
I mean, how do they know this?
Huh?
How do you research that? Do you just sit there staring at someone sleeping and just checking?
And they put an average number, yeah.
Cameras.
How many people?
I don't know. I refuse to believe that I'm sitting there eating spiders in my sleep. No, I'm not scared. I love Spider-Man. Maybe some shit will happen one day.
You put a camera.
You love Spider-Man because you're scared of spiders and you want to control the spiders.
I'm not scared of spiders. I was the one that said that I'm willing to let one walk all over my face.
That's because you think you're Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm one of them, all right? We are kindred spirits.
Your powers are coming in your 40s?
Yeah. I'm waiting.
Not in your teenage
years. You've got to be patient.
Okay.
You know, you have to have the experience and the knowledge to deal with this power.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know? So my time will come, Chris.
Yeah.
What else you got?
It's not the hottest subject at the moment, but it's still a subject that, you know, I'm sure people have an opinion about. Will Smith... smacking Chris Rock. Now, before we say anything about that, let's just point out how casually he went back to his seat and they continued with the night. And everyone was like, yeah.
And 10 minutes later, he gave a speech, he cried, bro, he got an awards, right?
He won an Oscar.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, keep going.
Bro, this is unbelievable, bro. Even for today's standards. Like, imagine how delusional the world of the Hollywood is, where to the point where you physically smacked someone. And by the way, if that was the real Rock and not Chris Rock, you wouldn't have gone up there, Will. If that was Dwayne Johnson.
No, he wouldn't.
Bro, Chris Rock is a 5'8", 150, 170 pounds, maybe 180 pounds. Will Smith, 6'3", he's a big guy, smacked the shit out of him. What are you doing, bruv? It's totally, and by the way, Chris Rock, he held back so much.
Oh, yeah.
He's so much funnier. He could have made such heavier jokes, right?
Nothing wrong with G.I. Jane.
Bro.
I'm sorry, come on.
That was a very, very mild joke.
Come on, man.
Very mild. that's the sign of a whipped man right there.
We're going to take the piss out of bald men and drunk men and fat men all day, but you I can't say G.I. Jane because a lady shaved her head.
No, because she has alopecia.
So what?
And it's okay. Bro,
come on.
There's a lot worse things than alopecia.
Millionaire. Like,
if you cannot take a joke
like that,
if you can't just, it might hurt you, might offend you, but to the point where you're physically going to get up and smack someone. Being a comedian yourself.
Yeah. And you're supposed to be the clean comedian, the good guy. Don't swear on your records. You're the people's person, you know? Mm-hmm. You were Muhammad Ali, bruv. You fucked it for everyone. Everyone I know.
He was my favorite actor growing up.
Bro.
Like.
Everything favorite.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
But that's kind of lose a bit of respect for that, don't you?
Yeah, man.
Because of the way he done it. Like, at least wait until after, go backstage and do your business.
She instructed him to do it.
Yeah, I know, but be a man. So I'll deal with it later.
I'm sad. Yeah, I'm sad for him. I want to remember him as he used to be.
You know that look she gave him before the smack?
Yeah.
You know what that look said?
Yep.
To Will. This is what that look said. Tupac would have smacked him.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Yep. That's exactly what she said.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to be a thug.
A thug.
Yeah. With the wrong person, man.
At the wrong night, wrong event, wrong joke, wrong everything.
Everything, bro.
I'm sorry, but not just that. He did the slap. Yeah, let's say he couldn't control his off. He reacted, bro. Like, smacked.
They should have cancelled everything, man.
How are you going to go up and receive an award after that and just pretend like, it's just nothing happened?
No, because he did the right thing, right? No. He protected his wife.
From what? From a joke?
From violence. Oh. From violence.
She didn't...
Fucking snowflakes.
It's classified as violence. What you want from me? I'm not the one making the rules. That is the equivalent of Chris Rock walking up to her and slapping her. That's what he did. Will just gave back exactly what was received, apparently.
Apparently.
That's why it's okay to keep going.
That's the justification that they tried to give, but right? It's not correct.
It's bullshit. Of course it's not bullshit, correct, bro.
Will Smith was supposed to be the nice guy, okay? Yeah. And he was. And I'm. This isn't personal to Jada, but she's... destroyed him.
Yep.
When she made that round table fucking show, talking about their personal life, it should stay between them, man. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And look at the state of his son now, man. What's going on with him?
Son? I don't know.
Son?
Jaden.
Oh, is he still a son? Yeah.
Is he?
No. I don't know. Yeah, I'm seeing him around with dresses and shit like that. I don't know what he is anymore.
He's been
gender fluid? Yeah. I don't know. What the fuck do you call this shit anymore?
You want to talk about this here?
It is what it is, man. It's the time we live in. You know, do what you're going to do in your life, man.
Hey,
but
Israel,
don't be blessed with everything and mess it up.
Israel Adesanya, beast of a man.
Yep.
Paints his nails. Move on.
Bro, you know what? Johnny Depp paints his nails. Bobby Lee paints his nails. If I was that famous, I think I would... I think I might have gone through a phase
in
my
20s. It's a different class.
Yeah, I think I might have gone... black nails and the eyeliner. I think without me trying to be Jack Sparrow, but this is a mistake. It just happened.
Yeah, that was a by accident, Jack Sparrow, yeah?
Yeah, like the black eyeliner and this and that. If I was a rock star, I'll be in that category.
But that's exactly... Yeah.
Can you imagine rock star? Me?
I won't do it on a daily...
I don't... Rock star.
Yeah.
That does not affect the respect I have for you. Anyway, you're a rock star. It's part of life
but
for you.
But if you're doing it because you like it and you're a barber, like, no.
There's levels for your class, you know?
Yeah. I know a barman. He's a friend of mine and he paints his nails, tattoos everywhere. Like, he gets girls all the time, bruv. It's just girls don't mind it as much as you think. It's guys that mind it more. It's true.
Like on Johnny Depp, old school guys.
Again, on Johnny Depp, he's that kind of guy.
He is a rock star, though.
You know?
In his own right, yeah.
Bro, you know? He's an amazing guitarist.
Yeah.
He's played in bands before.
So he's on that vibe.
He's on that vibe, bro.
So that's why it feels okay with him.
It feels okay, man.
But from a UFC champion, it doesn't feel okay.
Bro, that's, it's maybe not okay
I'm,
for most.
Maybe I'm backwards. Yeah, like, I'm not saying here,
if I was sitting here with painted nails, would I look all right?
No.
No, no,
not
no.
to me.
Even me with this, I would. It just wouldn't.
Not to me. But if I know you've got a couple of albums and a few million in the bank and this is your lifestyle,
I'll be like,
this
shut
is
the fuck
who
up.
You've
How
been
can
for
I
20
you?
Years.
Yeah.
You
can't
do
judge
your
you.
Thing, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is not to judge anyone that paints their nails. It's just a bit weird
It's just
to
opinions.
Us.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird for us. That's it. Yeah. We're from a different background.
It's not as
yeah.
common as we thought it was.
No, it's
I've not.
Not
grown up seeing any men paint their nails, really. This is a new thing, I guess,
so
for me.
To sum up, Will Smith, you've lost many millions and millions of fans, bro, mm-hmm. all over the world. So many memories with Will Smith, bro, and he literally just messed it all up.
Yeah.
Moving on. Okay, so normally I do Would You Rathers, mm-hmm. and this time I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We want material, though.
But if you guys want me to continue doing Would You Rathers, send us some material, man, because you know what? Some of them are so disgusting, I don't even want to talk.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say them.
Imagine them.
So,
or...
you know, we can make up our own Would You Rathers. But if you've got any suggestions about and you want me to ask Would You Rathers, please let me know. Mm-hmm. And I would like to end with a story I've heard the other day. Funny enough, it was again in the barbershop. But this one is too good to not mention right now.
Okay.
Pizza Hut joint somewhere in the world. Upset employee not getting his money on time or something like that. Shift finishes. Next day, hundreds of people in the hospital with some kind of disease.
Ooh, lovely.
Manager goes back to restaurant, turns cameras on boys.
No.
Sees employee.
No.
That's upset. Grabbing.
Oh, I know what he's done.
The toilet cleaner. What'd you call
the
it?
The toilet brush.
The toilet brush.
Oh, no.
Okay. Cleaning all the toilets, as he's supposed to do, and then go putting it in the marinara sauce that goes on the on the pizza. And they all got some kind of... Yeah, they got the shits. Yeah.
I mean...
So, you know, eat at home.
Come on, man.
Eat at home, people.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, no.
Well, yeah, that's why I stopped eating all this shit. Because
no,
I've worked
no,
in
no,
it.
No,
and,
no,
yeah.
no.
Bro, you know, just don't upset your employees. Don't upset your employees.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good piece of advice
bro,
to get
like,
from that.
That's still uncalled for, man. It's not the fault of hundreds of people,
no.
you know?
No, that's very spiteful, very evil.
Oh, my God,
very
man.
Bad
you got to be
person.
A particular type of person to do that,
Come
man.
On, you know?
So, yeah, I just wanted to end...
on a disgusting note.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Damn, bro.
Don't piss off the employees.
Ugh.
Don't bang the payroll. And please pay the payroll.
Yeah, pay them good.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah. Also, as customers, don't piss off these people because if they're willing to do that to their own, imagine what they'll do to you.
Oh, mate.
So apparently, I got banned because of that thing. By the way,
what
on Reddit?
Post. Yeah,
you got banned
on Ask Reddit. Yeah.
Wow.
They're looking into it because the numbers are too like
too
oh,
high.
Yeah, you're like you did something. I'm like, no, I just posted a fucking question. Like, I sent them a message. What I did on Reddit is what we want to do with our
channel.
YouTube comment section, with our website, with yeah. everything that's coming, Twitter, all that. Make sure you follow us on there because that's where we're going to posting these questions just because we want to hear from the audience themselves. But this is the question I posted yesterday. What's something you've always wanted to ask the opposite sex but never have?
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Do you want to hang out sometime? They're too embarrassed to ask. Do
wow.
you want to hang out sometime?
Yeah.
That's got like 3,500 likes.
That's so, so true, bro. There's so many guys that just can't ask a girl if they want to hang out because she might get the wrong idea.
Yep.
What do you mean? Like, you know?
You want to just hang out? I want to get to know you.
That's
like,
how dumb dudes are. Like, because if a girl asks them if you want to hang out, they immediately think, oh, she wants me. You know, but a girl could just basically want to hang out.
What's something you've always wanted to ask the opposite sex but never have? Do men get a boner while horny texting?
Mate. Bro, without sounding ridiculous, and whatever man denies this is a liar.
Yeah.
Men can get a boner at a funeral.
First comment. look, anything can give us a boner. Anything. Yeah. Like, and it's true.
Bro, if you're horny, a slight breeze will get you there. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't take much.
It's an actual fact. You could get a boner for any reason at any point.
Is the wind blowing? Boner. Is there the sun shining? Boner. Hey. Is it raining? Boner. Is it cloudy? Boner.
Hey, here's the best part. I just had sex. Boner.
Boner. Like, yeah. Not even during. I just had sex.
I just had sex.
Get a boner.
Yeah.
You know? When you're losing your boner, what does that feel like?
Oh.
When you lose
it. This is what it sounds like.
She asking physically or emotionally?
Generally, every time you lose the boner.
Uh-huh.
Every time.
How does it feel? It feels like nothing because that's why you're losing your boner.
Yep.
So she's asking once we finish, not like, you know, if we're during sex. And
Once you finish.
Once you finish.
And the boner goes away.
Yeah, you're numbed out. Yeah.
You don't really feel much.
The sensitivity has gone.
Literally, it's like the whole energy out of your body's been drained.
Sometimes it feels
hot. You just lie there. Like,
sometimes it feels hot because it's red raw. But
and especially, you know, the feeling after you come, you're like, well, I got to go to work now. Like, come on, bro.
No, we want to sleep.
Yeah.
Wow. A man asking this. How does it feel to have a dick inside you? And what can men in the particular aspect of sex do to make you feel better?
I'm going to make Chris ask that question again. Sorry. I'm going to make Chris ask that question again because he was very uncomfortable with pronouncing.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was picturing it, man. I struggled. Like someone's asking me how it feels to put a dick inside you. Bitch, I haven't. What are you asking me?
You can't even articulate the words.
No, I'm struggling.
Confidently.
No, I've got to be kind of a bitch.
What are you asking, Chris?
Yeah, I know, but fuck. How does it feel to have a dick inside you? And what can men in that particular aspect of sex do to make you feel better?
There you go.
I like that question because that's actually... No. I'll explain why. What did you ask?
Never.
What's the question that you've asked?
No.
What's something you've always wanted to ask the opposite sex but never have?
Never have because it's too uncomfortable or whatever. So in the spirit of that, it's
a
good
question.
It's
a beautiful question.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just uncomfortable pretending to be...
I wouldn't ask it.
The receiving of this
why
question.
Why do you want to know, my friend, is my question.
He wants to perform better.
He wants to, he wants to up his game.
That's why he ended it there. What can we do to make it feel better, he says. Mm-hmm. I'll read some answers here.
Go on then.
Slow down and remember that most of the sensation for us is in the shallow entrance, meaning slow, deliberate strokes will feel best. You're not trying to reach the deepest part of us. You're trying to slide as much of your penis against the first 2 inches of our vagina. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you remember the first time you were having sex with just like...
Yeah, you're just excited that you're having sex. Can't believe what's happening right now. Yeah. This is so amazing.
Yeah, it takes time to get your groove on.
In the flow and all
time.
That.
It takes time. Yeah. It takes experience. I don't care how strong you are and how long you can last.
Nah.
You know, to find out...
There's a rhythm to it.
There's a map.
Yeah.
You got to crack that code.
Did you know about shrinkage before Seinfeld?
Sorry?
Did you know about shrinkage before Seinfeld? Seinfeld is that comedy show.
Yeah, I'm not sure what shrinkage... Yeah.
I saw this episode a few months ago. Literally turned to my husband and gave him a look. He went, yep. Then I hit him with a bizarre and theoretical situation in which the penis may or may not shrink. And now we can be in the freezer section or something and I'll just look at him and whisper, what about now? I never knew they were so freaking unruly. So women are surprised about the fact that your penis isn't just one size constantly and then it gets hard.
Blood run.
You know? Yeah.
It's
depends
blood run.
How much blood's there at any moment.
Depends how cold it is. They need to stay warmer. That's why they go up.
So this is what happens. When it gets cold, your body focuses
really cold,
on your...
organs.
Vital organs, right?
Yeah.
It forgets about sex, this and that. That's why
your
toes
limbs,
and limbs... Like,
they don't matter anymore.
It protects you, right? So that is a side effect of why that happens. So when it gets cold, your body wants to...
Your dick has no priority in that moment.
So, sorry.
You know?
Bro,
but when it's a hot day...
Hey, your dick's out.
Yeah, he's like, let's go.
Bro.
That was What's going on today?
Have you not been so cold where your testicles virtually disappear?
Bro, the first time like that happened to me.
You freak out.
They're inside you, bro, basically. Yeah?
Bro, I remember it like yesterday. Yeah. I remember it like yesterday.
Start looking for it.
I went into the sea and I come out, right? And I pull my pants up to adjust myself. And then
there was nothing to adjust.
Bro, I was like, I freaked out. I was like, where are they? You know? And I pull up I pushed it down and it just
hurts.
Yeah, they both just,
you know what I've noticed? The older you get, that tunnel gets smaller.
Yeah.
They don't go
inside. No, it's not that easy. They can't be bothered anymore. They can't be bothered. This is far enough. Fair enough. The entrance of the cave is good.
Ah, that's uncomfortable. But yeah, so that happens to us, ladies, wanted to know that. What's a question you've always wanted to ask the opposite sex but never have? I know these questions are very common for men, but I want to know if you poop and hear a ploop sound, does water kiss your balls? And if after pooping and you felt like going to pee, how do you do it?
Oh, mate.
After sex, how do we pee? Did she say at the end? Or after
pooping.
After pooping.
Well, if you do you feel like peeing after pooping? Like
same time? During?
I think 8 times out of 10 it happens at the same time.
So this is what I wrote in response to this lady.
Yeah.
I replied to her. And quite a few people agree with me.
Okay.
It does happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it takes years of experience and serious skills to know which bombs are going to splash.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know before you even touch the water.
You feel it.
Shit, this one's going to splash.
It's
going to
be a big one.
You know?
You're in control of your shit.
And it feels disgusting and horrible.
Oh, man.
For me, if I sit to number two, number one just happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Never after.
Even if it's a little bit.
That's a problem for me. If it happens after, if I get up and, suddenly I got to pee.
Oh, man.
Like, what's wrong? I was just sitting there. What happens? You know?
Yeah.
So that's the answer to that question, I think.
It's a lot more complicated than what you think, ladies, because, you know, you might touch the bowl. It's really difficult to pinpoint to do both at the same time.
And every man has to adjust depending on his diet and his dick size.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
Basically. So, next one. I've always wondered if girls or guys ever got hair in their mouth after giving a blowjob. I like how she put, or guys, 2024.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wondered if girls get hair in their mouth after giving a blowjob. It seems like she got one and she wants to see.
What the hell are you talking about? You've never had the girl go down on you and mid blowjob. She's like,
and
pulling it out of teeth.
The best reply to this is a beautiful lady saying, yeah, I just lick his thighs to remove it without interrupting the flow.
Oh!
That's a good...
That is very good.
Improvisation.
For her...
Keep the mood...
For her, like, wait a minute. Yeah. If a girl starts licking your thighs...
Not
your
constantly.
Hairy thighs.
Whoa. This is different.
Well, would you prefer that than what you just described earlier?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Just a quick adjustment.
My thighs. They're too close to my asshole.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Next question. What's something you've always wanted to ask the opposite sex but never have? Do your dick and balls float in the bath?
Sometimes.
When you're in the bath?
Sometimes.
My wife was helping me bath after an injury and I was laying in the tub and she shouted, "They float?" and proceeded to test them like a cork. Here's the next one. What's a question you've always wanted to ask the opposite sex but never have? Guys, I need you to answer this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which part of a woman do you see first? And please don't throw that personality bullshit at me if it's not true.
Different men, different answers. For me, it's eyes.
Yeah, no, it is.
I look at eyes.
Well,
eyes.
There's some facts that I don't know how legit they are, but apparently, funny enough, for women, they look at your shoes, bro.
To see if you're scruffy or not.
Yeah. Psychologically. A high amount is shoes. Second is shoulders. Something like that.
Wide shoulders? What were they on?
Yeah, like your structure, yeah.
Okay.
For men, it's eyes and boobies. Yeah, it's
eyes. Why is it eyes though for us?
Well, in fact, you register boobies first, but you actually saw her eyes first. Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
Face. A pretty face always turns my head.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at her, how symmetrical she is.
So this is a nice one. When I was a kid, it was hard to view porn. You had to have an older brother or dad who had a hidden cache of VHS tapes hidden in the garage. and I didn't know a single girl who watched any.
Mm.
To women, the younger generation, obviously, how old were you when you discovered you could just watch anything you were curious about? And did you? How did it shape your thinking about sex? So he's asking the young generation of ladies that have had access to the internet, did you know that you could just look at porn if you were curious about how everything works? And did you? You know, that's his question. So here's an answer. I was probably about 12, 13 when, and yes, I did. I think it shaped my view of sex poorly. And I grew up thinking that as a woman, I had to look and act a certain way during sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To this day, I struggle to know how to get a partner to pleasure me, as I've been so hyper-focused on what's pleasurable for them. So she did it and she's like, yeah, it wasn't good for me. As a woman, it wasn't a good thing for me.
It isn't good for for the younger generation to, because that's their first impression of sex, right? And that's not good at all. No, it's not. And it numbs you out. It can make you into a sex addict.
There's many side effects of porn. And it just relates on, you know, different side effects of different age and gender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's a question you've always wanted to ask the opposite sex but never have? Would you allow me to hit my dick against your forehead? He's never done it. He's like, I don't know if I wonder, like, you know, am I going to get slapped?
Yeah.
And he's never done it. You know, just do it, bro.
Yeah,
like,
just do it, man.
Get
just
in the flow
if
and do
it.
If
it's not a relationship, just fuck it, right? You got nothing to lose. You ain't going to see him again.
No, there's all sorts out there, man. Yeah.
We'll finish on this one. It's from the ladies to us. What's a question you've always wanted to ask the opposite sex but never have? Why are you so horny all the time?
Oh, man. Because my purpose on earth is to reproduce and make sure my genes survive. That's why. Yep. I'm doing it for... Men are mostly doing it for the...
ask her, why are you not?
They're women. They don't work like that.
Yeah, but neither do we. Yeah. Like Antonio just said, we were designed like this.
Yeah. My answer to that was men.
Yeah.
And then her response was, yeah, but what about kids and teenagers? My answer to that was
men.
Men.
Again.
Like, they're
going to be men.
They're going to be men. That's it. End of story.
One of the traits.
You know, unfortunately, fortunately, I'm happy about it. I don't know about you guys, but.
Oh, no, I want sex again. Like, I've never said that.
Only when you can't get it.
All right, so that was a nice...
That was so sad.
That was sad. I skipped it. That was so sad.
I haven't been there.
There's always a restaurant open.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
you can order the world. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So that was a nice lighthearted one. Let's finish up on a bit of a conspiracy, bad news kind of situation.
Okay.
And
because we like to keep things light.
Look, don't... forget to like, subscribe, listen, comment, contribute, throw out questions, all that kind of shit. Yeah. During the whole editing and production process, I'm coming across a lot of AI tools.
Ah.
Okay. I'm still not dabbling into them because I'm not very much an expert. But in my research, I found a couple of fails when it comes to AI.
Okay.
And I screenshotted two or three headlines that I thought would be interesting. It's the headline and a bit of a description, and we're going to end it on this. So, first one, AI despised humans. So what it says there is that no matter how nice you try and make the AI, as soon as you expose it to the evil of the world, it's going to get affected one way or another.
Yeah, that's the thing. But the thing about AI is that it just basically, it's like a
sponge. It's just absorbing everything.
Taking it. So the information you give it, people, is the information it's going to give us back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it just, that was a bad side effect.
Well, wow. We're not born with hate. We're taught it, right?
Yeah.
So that's what that is.
Yeah.
It's been taught hate.
Life experiences.
Yeah. Born with love.
Hmm. Well, we are. You've seen kids. All kids. Everyone. We're all
One thing I'm excited for when it comes to AI, if it's coming, might as well. AI to fight cancer.
Mm, that's nice.
This one could kill patients.
So what, they target the cells?
So this AI was prescribing the wrong meds.
Mm.
It was giving meds that was going to have bad side effects for that specific case. Mm. So it wasn't there yet.
Because... you know, in the name of let's dig to see if it works. You see, emotionless beings, you know, will create it ultimately maybe a better world later, but there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be sacrificed for the answers. Yeah.
But a lot of blood for you as a doctor and a lot of blood for you as a doctor is a different gauge because of your experiences.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of,
right?
It's very different.
So you, depending how much blood...
A lot of pressure on AI.
You know,
you better give me the right answer. Like, there's otherwise you're not good.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
How do you feel about this whole direction AI is taking? Are you comfortable? Are you on board?
Bro, I'm about nature, bro. So... saying that though, if it's human nature for us to end up in this, I'm going to go with it. If it's not human nature and we're pushing the natural boundaries of our existence, then I definitely don't want to go with it. And that's what my gut's telling me. You know, the world's been the same, arguably, for the past 250,000 years, you know? So, you know, I don't know, man.
I don't like it. I don't
like it. Of course you don't like it. No one, I don't think, you know.
I think it's... Do we really need it?
A lot of people out there are going to say yes.
Yeah, man.
They completely disagree with this stance.
Is there more dangers or risks?
Yes, but they choose not to. They choose just to believe that.
In the name of science.
We're still going to make it. You know? We're going to make it good.
I think it's foolish to... Yeah, but you're going to make it too good. It's a problem. Because it's constantly learning. So that's the whole purpose of it. And it's a computer.
To me, it's a singularity in the sense of that's... the start of the end.
Right. Listen to this. Have you heard about? Have you heard about? Elon Musk has finally put. He's released his microchip that goes into the brain.
He's testing it.
He's testing it on a. So listen to this. On the last episode, we talked about Elon Musk calling in 2 million Tesla vehicles back to the factory.
Imagine how many he could like.
That's for his cars. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, bro, this is in your brain.
Anyway, and we'll end on that note. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit the comments, send in your questions.
I'm Joe Biden's
husband.
We're
releasing in a couple of weeks.
Joe Biden's husband. That's what he said.
I'm Joe Biden's husband. His wife.